Real College Podcast is presented by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K.
You're listening to Real College Podcast and... you know what? Something's not right. Hold on a second. That's better. You're listening to Real College Podcast and I'm your host, Alex Schumacher, coming to you from a very haunted castle. Why a haunted castle? Well, as I'm sure you're aware, it's Halloween tomorrow. Here at the podcast, we love Halloween. We love Halloween so much that we have prepared for you a very special, spooky Halloween episode. What makes it so special and spooky, you might wonder? Well, this Halloween, we are bringing you a Halloween-themed radio play that we wrote, performed, and put together ourselves. Scares, mysteries, and more start right now on Real College Podcast. Okay, so before you hear the play, you need to know that Radio K and Real College Podcast are located on the top floor of a building called Rare Egg on the U of M campus. It's big, ugly, echoey, and pretty creepy overall. Plus, some people say it's haunted. Needless to say, that it is the perfect place to set a horror movie. Which is basically what we did. So, without further ado, I present to you our Halloween radio play.
Good morning. I come bearing donuts. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. I worked really hard to get these.
Honestly, I'm only here for the donuts. If I knew we were going to be here this early, I would have demanded coffee. As an actor, I need Starbucks to perform.
Yes, because pretending to be Scooby-Doo for the radio play is super difficult work.
Hey, can you hand me a chocolate donut?
I took the last one.
Guess I'm going home now.
Who are you thinking of voicing?
I'm aiming for Velma, and I do a great Jinkies. Who do you want to voice?
No one. I'm actually just here to help Jacob record everybody.
I don't know, man. I feel like you could do a pretty good Creeper voice.
Hey! Hey! Now that we've all gotten our donuts, y'all ready to start recording?
Yeah.
Everyone know who they want to voice?
I was hoping to do Velma.
I do a great Scooby voice.
I was thinking Fred.
Dang, I wanted to be Fred.
Oh, well then have Fred then. I'll do Shaggy. I feel like a stoner's voice is not that, like, hard to do.
I guess that leaves Daphne for me then.
Awesome. Everyone have a script?
Oh, I actually thought you were going to give us copies of the script.
No. Can you pull it up on your phone?
I'm at, like, 10%, so unless anyone has a charger I could borrow...
I don't have a charger.
Okay, okay. Then I'll go print out scripts. Anyone else need a script?
Yeah, can you get a script?
Cool, I'll go print out, like, 5 scripts then.
Do we just wait?
I have a copy of the script if we maybe want to just take turns practicing while we wait.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, Jacob, did you lock yourself out?
Tell her we won't open the door unless she gets us coffee.
The door shouldn't be locked, and if it is, I thought she grabbed her key.
Calm down, jeez. Hello? Okay, well, that's super weird. There's no one here.
Ooh, spooky.
Don't.
I mean, if we think that that was Jaka, I feel like we should probably see where she went. I mean, at the very least, I'll go look. Anyone else want to come?
I gotta pee, so I might as well go.
Can we have your key to the recording booth before we go, so we can get started in the meantime?
Sure. Hopefully this won't take long.
I'll go too, just in case she has coffee with her.
Do we just keep practicing then?
I mean, I guess. Jacob, do you have the script?
No, I thought you had it.
I don't have it. Do you, Austin?
Nope.
Great. I guess we might as well just look for Jacob then as well.
I mean, is that really necessary?
Probably not, but it beats just sitting around.
Looks like it's adventure time.
What floor is printing on?
Floor 4. We can take the stairs, work off the donuts.
Leg day was yesterday, plus I take pride in being pretty lazy, so I'm gonna vote elevator.
Fine. Elevator works too. That's weird. The button isn't lighting up.
Let me try. Is it broken? Let's just try the stairs. The doors aren't opening.
Are you pushing the button?
Yes, what does it look like I'm doing? Take it down a notch, we're gonna be fine. Give it a minute and then try it again. Pressing it 8 million times isn't going to help.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
What is that?
19, 20, 30, 40, 50, 17. Ground, 20th floor, basement, 30th.
You know what? Let me try the call button actually.
Was that a heartbeat?
Maybe they're off some days.
The emergency call operators don't have off days.
Shh, stop yelling. I think I hear somebody outside.
Help us! We're trapped in here!
Help! Help!
Guys, why are we walking by the break room again? We literally just saw it.
We're not lost, are we?
How long have you guys been here? Shouldn't you, like, know your way around?
Just because I'm a newbie doesn't mean I don't know anything.
Wow, someone's defensive.
Guys, I think we're lost.
I don't know, something...
What?
Well, okay, I'm new, yes, but I've spent a fair amount of time here, and I feel like I know my way around. Last time we walked past the break room, we went straight and then took a right and just kept walking that way. So maybe I'm forgetting a point where we turned more, or I'm more of a newbie than I thought, but something's off because there's no way we should run into the break room.
It's only one floor. Rarig's a weird building, but rooms don't just, like, magically shift around.
Well, it sure seems like it.
Yeah, it feels like we've been walking around in a circle for the last 10 minutes.
Let's just head back to the studio and wait for him there.
Sounds good to me.
Where exactly is the studio again?
Why don't we just call Jaka?
Here, I have her number. Wait, my phone's dead. Stupid iPhones, I was at like 78%.
Even if it wasn't dead, it wouldn't do you any good. I can't get any signal.
I can't either. Shouldn't we have a signal in the radio station? Let me try and find one. Crap, it died. So much for that. Oh my god, what was that?
What?
Is anyone else up here today?
Not that I know of. Why?
Maybe a janitor.
I don't think I'm crazy, but I'm pretty positive I saw a face in the reflection of my phone.
Someone you know? Like, from the studio?
No, no, it wasn't like anyone I've ever seen around. I don't know. It was just so fast, but I'm positive it was a face.
Okay, well, now we really have to get back to the studio.
This is taking a really long time to print. What the heck? Why are all these pictures? It looks like photos from the security camera. Aw, it's a picture of all of them in the studio. I have such good workers. Did they fax me a picture of themselves just to prove that they're working? Though, I don't know why the scripts haven't printed yet.
I gotta get out of here right now, guys.
That's the fifth time you've said that. We know.
Guys, we're moving. We're moving again. This isn't the sixth floor. This looks like Radio K got trashed.
Did we end up in the theater department? They aren't gonna be happy if they find us on their set. It looks awful. Who designed this set? The Radio K banners are there, but it looks like someone tore them up. And is that dirt on the walls? We leave Jacob, Sophia, and Austin alone for 10 minutes, and this happens.
No. This couldn't be. The theater is on the ground floor.
You guys, I see someone back there. I think I'll take my chances with the elevator. Calm down, it's just Jaca. Hey Jaca, got the scripts?
Yes, sorry it took so long.
Thank God we found you. You wouldn't believe how bad Tiffany freaked out on the elevator.
It wasn't my fault, there was something wrong with the elevator.
What is wrong with the elevator?
The buttons didn't light up when you were trying to move, and we couldn't get back out of the elevator. And when we tried pushing the help button, there was like this creepy noise that started playing over the speakers. And when we did start moving, it just let us off at this floor.
That is weird. I did not have a problem.
What floor are we on, anyways?
The 7th floor. This used to be the main floor for Radio K, before the accident. After that, we moved everything down a level. It's been abandoned ever since. No one comes up here anymore.
Oh, I thought Rarick only had 6.
Let's go grab the scripts.
Finally, let's get back to sanity. Jacob?
Yes?
If this level is abandoned, why are you printing here?
Let's check back in this hallway again. Hopefully the rooms haven't shifted again.
I never said that. Something's just off.
This feels like Inception. I hope we find Leo.
This isn't funny. Something's wrong.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, hey, look, we're by the studio entrance.
Maybe Jake or the others are back there. Either of you have your U-card to get us in? I don't have access on mine yet.
You are a newbie!
Shut up!
I got mine.
This is a bad time for a power outage. I feel like we need, like, the sound of villainous laughter right now.
I've never hated you two more than in this moment.
I can't see anything. How are we supposed to get around?
Do you guys hear that?
Someone has a creepy taste in music.
Except it's not creepy. It's deconstructed orchestral pop music. It's super good.
Seriously, none of this is funny.
Calm down. I'm scared too. I'm just trying to break the tension, make things less creepy.
Let's keep going, guys. Maybe we can still find the others.
Hey, there's a light in the DJ booth. Maybe someone's in there and can help us out.
Jake, are you in there? We've been looking everywhere for you.
Guys.
Who does she think she is, running around, wasting our time?
Exactly. I could be doing my homework right now. Or more importantly, sleeping.
Guys.
I have a chemistry exam tomorrow I need to study for.
And I have a bed that I need to sleep in.
Guys.
What?
The lights. The music.
It's really weird, yeah. Whoever's DJing has some super creepy taste in music.
But guys, the power's out.
Maybe they have a backup generator for the DJ booth in case something like this happens.
I mean, whatever the reason, the lights and the music means someone is in there. Which means someone can at least point us in the right direction.
Should we go in then?
Guys, I have a really bad feeling about this.
You're just getting in your head. We just got lost. Come on, let's go in. Jake, is that you?
Hello.
Oh my God, what is...
Finally all the scripts are done. That took way longer than it needed to. Oh well, maybe I'll get them Starbucks so they can stop being mad at me.
4-6.
Hey guys, I finally have the scripts for you because I love you and I cherish you. Also, I saw the little picture you guys faxed me. Not sure how you did that because who faxes anymore, but thanks, I guess. Hello? Is anyone in here? Hello, guys? Who dropped a voice recorder on the floor? It's weird. Maybe they recorded something and just dipped on me. To think I almost bought them Starbucks. I don't
remember this Scooby-Doo episode. It'd be a little bit too dark to use.
I hope you enjoyed our very spooky play. This was a huge group effort. It took 3 weeks to pull this all together. We wrote the script ourselves, performed it ourselves, and spent hours upon hours editing it together so it would sound as good as possible. It was performed by Jacob Maldonado Medina, Emily Allen, Tiffany Bue, Sophia Hahn, Audrey Kennedy, Austin McAllis, and Jacob Kwalczak. The script was written by Tiffany Bue, Sophia Hahn, Liv Riggins, and me, Alex Schumacher. Voices were recorded by Liv Riggins. Editing done by Tiffany Bue, Sophia Hahn, Liv Riggins, and me, Alex Schumacher. Huge thanks to Liv, Sophia, and Tiffany for putting in so much time and effort with me. You are all amazing, and this really would not have been possible without you or without any of our performers. And now, as a thank you for enduring our creepy radio play and for listening to all of our credits, I present to you a totally not scary question of the week I did to remind you that, even with all the spooks and frights during the Halloween season, it is also the prettiest time of year.
What's your favorite fall tradition from when you were a kid?
Halloween.
Halloween was probably like my favorite.
Like dressing up, trick-or-treating.
Because you could just dress up and like, well, as a kid, you could dress up and get free candy. So that was the thing back then.
I just liked kind of use my imagination and like, I was Obi-Wan Kenobi once from Star Wars, Attack of the Clones.
Pumpkin carving.
Carving pumpkins.
When I was really little, I did like a cool ghost. I don't know, I can't remember exactly what it looked like, but it was good then. Going to the apple orchard, got to actually go to the pumpkin patch, get our pumpkins, bring them home, make our own designs. So that's something I did with my parents.
Raking the leaves and playing with my brother and hanging out.
Lived in a house that had a ton of trees. My dad would always rake them and we'd jump in the piles of leaves. It was awesome.
It's just interesting to see trees, leaves, like turn different colors.
Growing up, what was your favorite fall tradition?
Ooh. Actually, I don't think I had like a fall tradition. Actually, I guess like raking up all the leaves and jumping in them, that was probably like definitely my favorite thing.
Probably what I'm doing now, watching the migrating birds come through. Well, I'm walking to work, but at that time doing that at the same time, because it's a peak of migration.
Fall is my favorite season. It's not too hot and not too cold. I always like that.
That was pretty special.
They just bring back memories, good times.
That's all for this week's episode of Real College Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You can hear all of our episodes at radiok.org/Real College Podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes, where you should totally leave a review. If you do leave a review, let us know what your favorite Halloween costume is, because I want to know. RCP is a production of Radio K. It is produced by me, Alex Schumacher, Emily Allen, and Liv Riggins. Jacob Maldonado Medina is our host and managing editor. Thanks for listening, and tune in every Monday at 6:30. Goodbye.